Zechariah 14:9, the Lord will be king. That's the title of this episode. I'm Steve Gretsch, and the podcast is called A Different Drummer. And I am looking into the promises of God found in Scripture. Oh, I need to get to my other screen. There it is. Zechariah 14:9, the Lord will be king over the whole earth. On that day, there will be one Lord, and his name, the only name. I think he wants to be very clear that it's going to be himself and no one else. And it's in the future. We have a wonderful future. I mean, there are things going on. We all know that. But this is such a blessed promise that the Lord will be king. He is our strong tower. He's the object of our faith. I just go over that over and over again, don't I? So if the Lord says the Lord, and then he says the will be king. And it's clear that he's the king of heaven and earth. This is so clear. There's no mistake. And we can put our we can put that in the bank. We can trust him. We can believe him and be joyful about it and sing about it. It's a day that's coming. Let's all look forward to it. The earth is his. The earth is the Lord's and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. I love Psalm 24. Psalm 24, 1 through 2. There's more in that psalm that's so good. And then I want to point out that it's the Lord Jesus. Philippians 2:10, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Don't you love it? The Lord leaves nothing out, and there is no escaping who's going to do it and where he's going to do it. And we just don't know when he's going to do it. And so we wait patiently. We wait for him patiently, and he gives us perseverance in the meantime. So here we are. We are the church. We're pressing on towards that day. And so this will be the Lord, the will be king. It's a beacon, and he's the one. So the word actually can mean a beacon. It's not a side auxiliary. There are no others. It's perfectly the Lord Jesus Christ. No auxiliary. Nobody else is going to get that place. Isaiah 45:21, declare and set forth your case. Indeed, let them consult together. Who has announced this from of old? Who has long since declared it? Is it not I, the Lord? And there is no other God besides me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none except me. Very clear, isn't that? Covers all of time, the whole planet, the whole everything. We can just say it. And so on that day spoken is it's an age. It's always, it's not a particular day. It's kind of like an age. So like I could say that in my day, gasoline was, you know, $1.50. I don't remember, but in my day. So it's still, they still say a day, but it's basically referring to an age. So I'm looking at this. It says one Lord and the only name. So the Lord says, why? You know, I say, why both? But again, the Lord wants to be very clear on that. And I'm kind of being repetitious here. Sorry about that. Malachi 1:11, from the rising of the sun, even to its setting, my name will be great among the nations. And in every place, incense is going to be offered to my name. And a grain offering that is pure for my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. I love it. I mean, it's just such a wonderful promise that we can cling to, and look forward to. So here's the promise. The Lord will be king, Zechariah 14:9. The Lord will be king over the whole earth. On that day, there will be one Lord and his name, the only name. So there you have it. The Lord will be king. Looking forward to it. I'm sure you are too. So, all right. Hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.